And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio have a few folks from the Mount Edgecombe High School Music Department. We have music director Stephen Courtright.
Hi.
And a couple of honor music students, Jake Mahoney and Darius Harriet. Welcome to Morning Edition, guys. Hello.
Hello.
It's good to be here.
Well, you're here to talk to us about Honor Fest, which recently wrapped up. You two are one of four Mount Edgecombe High School students to audition for and get in to Honor Fest. And that's doubling your number of folks who have attended. And that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun this year.
It was a lot of fun. Well, it was also a lot of firsts. I wonder, Stephen, if you could tell us about that a bit.
Sure. We had a couple of firsts on our side, so a first time to have more than two students attend, which was great right there. We also had our first female student attend, and those who've done Honor Fest in Southeast before will know that the competition's a lot tighter to get in as a female student into the choir than it is as a male student, just because of numbers. There are many more girls who audition, so that was really awesome to have a successful female audition. It was also the first year that it was hosted in Juneau. Thunder Mountain High School doesn't get to host a lot of events, so they were really happy to be able to host this event, and it worked really well. They did a phenomenal job hosting. And because it was in Juneau, Juneau has a lot of strings going on, and they pushed hard, and we put together the first Honor Strings Ensemble, which was, in the 40-year history of Honor Fest, there's never been strings. It's always been band and choir. So that was really exciting as well. There was a lot of question about how it would come together, and it worked really, really well, and everybody was really happy with how it turned out.
It was a diversity of schools, too, right, that you hadn't seen before?
Right. Well, we have 12 music programs in the region, and anytime strings come up, you know that Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas do strings. They have orchestra teachers there. But there were students from three other schools who participated in that string ensemble as well, which was really nice to see that there's more interest in the region than just the schools in Juneau.
Well, let's talk a bit about Honor Fest and why it's such an honor to attend this. Stephen, you said it's been happening for 40 years
mm-hmm.
here, and what exactly is it?
Well, in September, the directors of Southeast Alaska come together, and we basically look over auditions from the top students that we have in all of our ensembles. So there are 14 of us who come together, and we will just review what we have, and we try to put together the absolute best band and the absolute best choir, and this year the absolute best string ensemble, out of all of the students from Southeast. And we make sure that every school is represented, but it's pretty competitive for some of those spots. And what we managed to get together is on par with what you're going to see anywhere else in the country. We have some phenomenal music that happens in this region.
Well, Jake Mahoney, tell us what grade you're in and what part you sing.
I'm a senior, 12th grade, and I sing bass, like bass to the low stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Darius Harriet, what about you?
I'm in 10th grade, sophomore, and I sing tenor two. That's lower than a tenor one.
Okay. Well, and Darius, this is your first year doing Honor Fest. Jake, it's your second year doing Honor Fest. Why did you guys decide to do this year? Why did you put yourself through the stress of auditioning for this?
I wanted to do Honor Fest because I love to sing. And I knew that if I auditioned and got in, I knew that I was going to learn a lot from it. That would progress my singing. Because I've been singing since I was a little kid, and I've always wanted to become a famous singer. And so I just gave it a shot, and I got in, and I learned a lot.
What are some things you learned?
I learned that you never cross your arms. You keep your hands always by your side when you're singing, because then it doesn't allow a lot of oxygen to go to your
arms. It opens up. It opens you up, right? Anything else? What are you going to bring back to your fellow students?
I could say from what I've seen mm-hmm. of Darius, it's been a lot of the intangibles. previously in choir, you know, he's there and he's contributing and working hard. But man, is the way that he carries himself now. He's seen. He's been to the mountain, kind of thing.
And you feel
he's
more
seen
confident,
where he can go.
Darius? Yeah. You feel more confident. And I think you've also learned, both of you, how to get yourself through 16 hours of practice for 3 days. and Jake, what do you have to do to take care of your voice with that much practice?
Lots of liquids, lots of sleep. It's really the best I can say. Warm up, take it easy. Don't throw yourself out. Pace yourself. 8.5 hours of practice a day gets... It's intense.
It's tough on the vocal cords.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Darius didn't know what he was getting himself into, but he had a dream. Jake, you did know what you were getting yourself into. Why'd you go out for this again?
Last year, I learned a lot musically, and I figure I have a saying where I got to do anything twice. The first time, if you like it, great. Do it again. First time you don't like it, try it one more time. Maybe like that time. So I thought I'd give it a second shot. First year, I learned a lot, but this year, I had a lot more fun. Learned a lot socially as opposed to musically.
Jake and Darius, do you think the social component is an important aspect to Honor Fest and to your development as, you know, as musicians?
Most definitely.
Yes.
How so? Why?
I think it's a big component because if you're like me and you're shy, then you're not gonna be able to reach your maximum
potential
if you're just quiet and not making a lot of noise, because then you're scared that what people might think of you. But if you make a lot of friends, then you're gonna start feeling more comfortable, and you're gonna be able to sing louder and better because you know that everyone around you is your friend, and you won't be scared to sing.
You know, this is very elegant in that it seems that from what you're both saying, Honor Fest helps you find your technical voice, but it also helps you find your voice as an individual, and the both are symbiotic. They go hand in hand.
I've heard people say that, yeah.
Well, you guys at Mount Edgecombe High School, you sent 4 folks to Honor Fest this year. That's double what you sent last year. What do you think? What's going on with the music program over there?
I think we're getting bigger, more confident. Our music director, as great as he is, knows what he's doing. More so now than he was last year and the year before that.
Getting there.
But I think also, whereas last year we had one girl this year, soprano, get in. And last year she just kind of did it for the ride. She didn't know exactly what she was getting herself into. But this year she knew what she was doing. She worked a little bit harder. And she made it. It was pretty great.
So individual students are gaining experience, and Stephen, the program's gaining experience as well.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, success breeds success. And I go and I steal from everything I can from the clinicians and directors we bring in. And these guys now have this experience and this ability. They're going to come back and they're going to share with everybody else in the program and make everybody else stronger. And yeah, we had Tori get in as a soprano one. It wouldn't surprise me if we have a couple more females make it next year, because she'll be able to share that knowledge and experience of how it all went and what it took to make it in.
I think in addition, not to drag on about it, but I think once more students make it in, less students are scared to try, and more of them will be willing to throw themselves out there just because they know their friends, they know their voices better than even Mr. Courtright does. So I think that would probably make a big difference, too.
So you're building collective confidence as well as individual confidence.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Stephen, any parting thoughts? What have you brought back to your students?
Oh, it's all over the board. I study the directors we bring in. This year, you know, Dinah Helgeson, phenomenal human being. I can't be her because I don't give hugs that freely. But she has a way of just pulling the best out of everybody around her, and there's a trick or a technique for every single student to help them find their voice, and I've got a list.
Wonderful. Well, we expect to see you back here next year, and we expect to fill up the entire studio with students.
Looking forward to it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with folks from Mount Edgecombe High School's music program, music director Stephen Courtright, Jake Mahoney, student, and Darius Harriet, also student. They went to Honor Fest.